8 rotating lines, get your growlers filled, sample some brews, and pick up limited Gagan Brothers Brewing merchandise. The Gagan's Tasting Room, 34 Abbott Street in Brewer. Well, March Madness upon us, as we're joined on the phone line right now by our NCAA basketball insider, former college coach, the owner of the five-star camp, Lee Klein. And Lee, let's start with what happened last night. Syracuse losing to Pittsburgh, does that knock the Orange out of the tournament field?
Oh, it is a great question on whether or not the win at Duke, how strong is that win now? Of course, Duke is losing today against Notre Dame, and the victory against Texas A&M are really kind of, and they did beat Notre Dame, but those are really like the only wins on the resume. And with the interesting, you know, with the imposed 9-game suspension of Jim Boeheim, with the Orange being ineligible last year, declaring themselves ineligible, gives a lot of nice storylines to whether or not, you know, can you really afford Syracuse not to be in again? You know, so that would be kind of a left and a right hook by the NCAA if they keep them out. I have the suspicion that they will make it, that they will be in the first four in Dayton, just as of a respect for the brand of Syracuse and Jim Boeheim coming off, you know, what had just happened, the suspension and last year's ban.
Lee, who's play in their conference tournament has elevated their profile enough to help them on Selection Sunday?
Well, there's some that are playing for their lives. We see that, and we see others that are like Notre Dame. I mean, that's a big win for them because they really haven't finished strong. They do have they seem to own Duke in some ways. The game that Providence just had, beating Butler and beating them convincingly, Providence that many thought had played like a tired team, to see them come out the way they did and handle business, I think that helps them and definitely, you know, helps their tournament resume. Baylor today, you know, beating Texas convincingly, that helps them. You know, and then you've got sort of the where it's life or death is not necessarily in the power conferences, but in the mid-conferences. San Diego State survived today. You know, they need a win to be in, just like Gonzaga did. And so, you know, it's life or death for the mid-level conferences, these games.
Well, we've certainly seen a number of surprises already, perhaps none bigger than the story of Bill Carmody and his Holy Cross Crusaders, a 14-19 record, but find themselves now headed to the big dance. Are they looking at a 15, a 16 seed probably?
I would think they're in the playing game or a 16 seed for sure. They recently put in this 1-3-1 full court press, and it is causing a lot of difficulties, this 1-3-1 defense that's played sort of atypical. And Holy Cross has caught a lot of people by surprise with it. And, you know, Bill Carmody could coach now. You know, Princeton, Northwestern, this guy's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, so it's a great job by him. And we'll see. They'll draw some, you know, they'll draw the Kansases or somebody like that, and it'll all be over. But great job by him getting his guys straight for the Patriot playoff and getting them to represent the conference.
Lee, we talked about him in passing really quick, but after their run of victories, how dangerous is this red-hot Gonzaga team going to be for somebody?
That's a good question. You know, their front court is definitely formidable. So the matchup is so huge on who they end up drawing. Their guard play is improving. It is inconsistent. I think Gonzaga is a team that, you know, that wins a game, maybe a second, depending on the matchup. But I don't think they've got enough consistency out of the guard play to make a real deep run.
We're talking NCAA basketball with Lee Klein, the owner of the five-star basketball camps, former college coach as well. And, of course, it's a little tough to do this without knowing who's in those seeds. But is the field even enough this year, deep enough, that this could finally be the year that we see a 16 seed knock off a 1?
No.
Won't happen. There we go.
Will not happen because part of it is who they decide is the 16th. They basically, you're taking the teams that have, if you will, the smallest budgets in Division One, and you're playing against the teams with the largest budgets. It's, you know, it's such a discrepancy. We haven't seen it. I don't think we'll see it this year. Unless they misseed somebody, I don't see it happening, especially now that you have teams, you know, with 14 wins and so on that are now making it in. The 16 line, and you know, has, if you will, has dropped. Same way we talk about sort of the, and this parity and who this last number one seed and, you know, how that maybe has dropped. The bottom has also dropped. So the 16s are not quite, let's say, what 16s might have been in past.
Lee, there's so much good basketball on tonight. What are you going to be watching?
I think I'll probably hit some ACC action later tonight. I am actually almost in Boston, where I'll be for the MIT Sports Analytics Conference. Learn a little, see where the sport is headed to, and catch some games tonight. Should be fun. The Big East, always a lot of fun. A lot of my friends and cohorts are there in New York at the Big East tournament. So Rhode Island's also playing a big game against UMass, Battle of New England, 6:30 tonight in the Atlantic 10. We'll see what happens. As you know, the Rutgers job just opened up. There's a lot of rumors that Rutgers will go hard after Rhode Island's Danny Hurley, so it's kind of an interesting thing to see. Can he keep his kids focused as they match up against UMass? So a lot of fun, a lot of good games.
Well, enjoy it tonight, Lee, and we look forward to talking with you next week when we'll be right in the thick of March Madness.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. Lee Klein from the Five Star Camp, Slam Magazine. It's fine.